Hello. We're in chapters 4, 5, and 6 of Nehemiah today, and Nehemiah is just getting started rebuilding the walls. Chapter 4, what we find is that he runs into a problem because there's these two guys, Sanballat and Tobias, who are out in the neighboring countryside, and like in Ezra's time, they don't like the fact that they're actually rebuilding the city of Jerusalem. They don't want it to come back to its former splendor. They don't want it to come back to its former level of prominence. So they try to get it stopped. And you're going to see that they go through a couple of things. In chapter 4, they threaten to attack, but Nehemiah and his folks find out about the attack, and he stations guards at the low spots. He also has everybody carrying a sword and doing their work. And he sets up people ready to blow trumpets. So if they attack in one spot and they blow a trumpet, then all the people will come to that spot to defend it. And Sanballat and Tobias are upset because they find out that their plans have been uncovered. Then in chapter 5, Nehemiah runs into a problem kind of similar to the problem that Ezra ran into, where the people had started marrying the people from around surrounding nations. This time, they're finding out that the rich folks are abusing the poor folks. And now, if you remember reading any of the prophets, you find that that's one of the major objections that God has to what Israel and Judah were doing, that he says, I hate your feast, I hate your sacrifices, I want justice to roll down from the mountainside. But Nehemiah brings this to the attention of the nobles and the ones that are doing it. And he says, this is just wrong. He says, this is gonna cause us not to be successful because this is not what God wants us to do. And so the people react positively to it and they say, okay, we will not charge anymore. And then Nehemiah goes into a kind of a long dissertation about what he has done. He says, I'm loaning money to them. I'm loaning grain to the poor people as well. But he says, I'm not charging them any interest. So it's not improper to ask for a loan to be paid back. But from God's people's standpoint, he doesn't want it something that would provide money. Look at verse 19 in chapter 5. I want you to see something here. He says, remember me with favor, O my God, for I have done, for all I have done for these people. When you read the book of Nehemiah, you see that many, many cases, he's writing in the first person. He's talking about what he sees and what he does and what he's thinking. And that is interwoven with his prayers to God about this. And I think, like we said yesterday, talking about prayer, it's important to realize that prayer is not this formal thing that you do. That is, there's a place for your formal prayers. But prayer is an attitude, which is why why Paul can say, pray without ceasing. You have this attitude of prayer, which means whatever situation you run into, you're thinking to God. You're thinking about God. You're asking God's favor or direction or guidance or whatever about it. And that's, you see this all throughout the book of Nehemiah. And then in chapter 6, in chapter 6, we run back into Sanballat and Tobiah, and they have not been able to intimidate the people because of fear of warfare. So now they're going to try to shut down Nehemiah. And you see in chapter 6, they send all these letters to him saying, come meet with us. And of course, they want to kill him or run him away or do whatever they can do. And he won't have anything to do with it. He just won't have anything to do with it. And then when you get towards the end, verse 14, one more. Again, he has this aside talking to God, and he says, remember Tobiah and Sanballat, O my God, because of what they have done. Remember also the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets who have been trying to intimidate me. And in other words, he says, God, I don't want them to get away with this, but I'm going to leave that in your hands. How about you taking care of that for me? And then in the last few verses, we have the completion of the wall, and it says it took them 52 days to complete that. So that was an amazing amount of work. If you've seen pictures of the wall of Jerusalem, even though this was the smaller wall, it's a big deal. It is a lot of work to try to do that. And at the end of the day, Sanballat and Tobias are upset because they realize that God has been with them doing this. So anyway, we get to the completion of the wall, and starting tomorrow, we're going to find out more issues and problems that Nehemiah has to deal with before this is over. Hope you're having an enjoyable time reading it. Stay up with us, and we'll continue again tomorrow. God bless you.